Hey everybody, welcome to my world. Wow, it's Wednesday already? Holy cow, what a week. We had a problem with the show on Sunday with money and change, and we didn't even get to money and change. For some reason, the program isn't kicking over, and so we had a problem, and we did a whole hour, and it didn't record. So we're having a little bit of a problem today. That's why I started just a couple minutes late. And I've got to get that technical issue taken care of, if you know what I mean. Well, anyhow, guys, welcome to my world. Live, laugh, and whatever right here on the Trim Radio Network at trimradio.com. And you can listen to us all over the world, because we're internet-based and we literally go everywhere. I've got listeners in Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, and also in India and South Africa and Europe and North America, Canada, but nobody from Iceland for some reason. So if you're in Iceland, let us know, okay? Well, hey, we've got a lot of stuff to kind of cover tonight. I've got some funny stuff and some serious stuff. But we have to do a disclaimer. So nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt and always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liabilities for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional, or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. Hopefully you brought your favorite snacks and beverage, okay, so you can kick back. We've got a few different things to show tonight. And, you know, hey, tell your friends about us and have them join us, too, on every Wednesday night live. I do have to give an update here on Money and Change. We will have an encore edition this Sunday. And the reason for that is I'm playing another concert. It will be my last concert for the summer season. And then we started going into the Christmas season. And I think I have three, maybe four scheduled in December. And some of them are kind of back to back. And it'll be interesting. We have a good group in the community band that I belong to, and some are professional musicians and some are retired professional musicians, and some have played in military bands and all kinds of different places. And some of us just like to have fun. And so even though I played in university bands when I was in college, I kind of like play semi-professionally. Okay, I play for fun. And I've been doing it for about 55 years. So anyhow, this Sunday is going to be an encore edition for Money and Change. I'll even put a posting up for the concert. Anyhow, guys, so much going on. And I'll let you have to understand here, we have a BMI music license, 610-51658. And that means we can play the tunes for Leave It to Beaver. Okay. We have the money rights for that for BMI, and we can play our music on there. And we got to get going here. Shout outs, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And as always, Michael Bejas and all the guys and gals. Victoria. Oh, yeah, Victoria. Great marketing show. We'll get into that. And a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. We've got Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. And a big shout out for Money and Change and My World. Well, anyhow, we have to talk about what we have on Trim Radio, because I always have to talk about them. Why? Because we're part of it. And we have a good time. And hopefully I can get this on the screen. And here it is coming up right there. Okay, you take a look at it. We have Adventure Waits Around the Bend. And it's a radio show and podcast. We have Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We have Life Walk with Christ God with Michael Bayhaus. We have Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. We have Take Point 22 radio show with Michael Bayhaus. We have Slobberknocker Talk. It's football time. Okay. And we have Offsides College Football with Michael Bayhaus. We also have the Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. And then we also have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, the Positude Podcast, and Rascala's Red Pill Reality Show. And like I always say, I always ask Rascala, you know, can you find me the green pill? You always offer the red pill or the blue pill, but you never have the green pill. I don't know. Maybe he'll find it. Who knows? But anyhow, guys, that's what we have. Now, to support everything here, all you have to do is buy the merchandise or donate to the show. And all that money strictly goes into buying airtime. That's expensive. I pay for the BMI music license. And that's my donation to the show and to the station. And everything else, hey, if we sell the merchandise, it helps pay for the airtime. And airtime is expensive. Okay, so that's what we're doing. So support us, buy the merchandise. And merchandise. We've got two new t-shirts, actually sweatshirts. We cut the bull and serve the truth. And anyhow, it's a Trim Radio Network. And we also have a Make the Right Vote. Okay, so that one's there. And if you click on the Shop Now button, which I'm doing, and you'll see, you should see that on the screen here shortly. I just got to make sure we're on this screen. No, we're not. I don't think. Yeah, we are. Son of a gun. Okay. I have to look on several different screens. One of these days, I'll break down and get a couple different monitors. Okay. We've got Slobberknocker Talk, Radio Trucker, or the Trucker Caps. We've got the Trim Radio Network wall clock. Everybody needs a clock. And we also have the Radio Bull unisex jersey. Ooh, long sleeve t-shirt. And we also have the New Blend hooded sweatshirt. And we also have a VIP membership. You can buy that to help support us. And you can also do advertising too. Slobberknocker Talk. Hey, you can get an accent mug, and you can get all kinds of stuff, okay? So all you have to do is buy the merchandise, and the money that we get from that goes strictly to buying airtime for the show. But check us out on trimradio.com/shop, okay? Wow, we've got that out of the way. Boy, that's zooming right along. Well, let's see what else we've got going here. Oh, our Facebook page. Yeah, I've got to talk about that. You know, we're on Facebook, and we do have different pages. One of them is for the Trim Radio Network and My World, and we also have one for Money and Change. And videos are posted up there, and they're updated quite a bit, especially with Money and Change, because a lot of stuff's going on. And we have a lot of stuff out there. And so if you check us out on Facebook, if I can get to that page, oh, something else came up. Well, we'll get to you in a minute, sweetie. Oh boy, do I have stuff. Let me stop sharing that one and get back to where I'm going here. Anyhow, guys, we have a lot of different things, but, you know, I've got YouTube shout-outs I got to do. Big shout-out to Appalachia's Homestead with Patara. Okay, she's talking about the immigration crisis and everything else and the economy and so forth. She's saying hunker down, start prepping if you haven't started prepping, okay? Countryside Acres with Aaron Feenstra. He's building a stick boat house over in Russia. It's kind of interesting. A nice territory. And It's an interesting family because the kids are helping to build the house, believe it or not. And it's amazing what kids can learn and do. And he has a great philosophy on that. And you got to check them out. They're on YouTube. Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Check them out. They're in the middle of Wisconsin. We have the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. And they're going to get some wet weather coming up their way. I believe there's a hurricane that's going to be heading towards Louisiana and then curve over. It might hit the Mississippi River Valley and go northward. On the other hand, they may get some rain that's much needed down in Mississippi, down around Wiggins, Mississippi. And then we also have the LDS Prepper with David Gilmore, and you've heard me talk about GMS radios, okay? And it's hard to get it on the screen. There we go. GMRS radio, it's a $35 license from the FCC, and fill it out online, no test, and pay your fee. And they issue a license. It's good for 10 years. Anybody in the family can use it. This is an Ocean. It's W-O-U-X-U-N, 935G+, and it's got a Nagoya 771G antenna. Okay, that stands for GMRS. Anyhow, this radio can talk 35 miles away to a repeater and get out about 90 miles. Now, why am I talking about that? I've got an article that I need to bring up about some stuff that happened in the Pacific Northwest just last night. And so I need to bring that up to your attention. These GMRS radios are good. And it's all based on location, but you can contact your neighbors, your friends, whatever, as long as they have these radios. Okay? GMRS radios, check them out. Okay? David Gilmore has over 600 videos on YouTube, various topics, and some of them are in communication. Okay. Also, Patriot Nurse with Rachel, and she talks about the economy and everything else. Excellent person. Great medical background, by the way. Prepper Nurse One with Ed Carswell, still building his compound in West Virginia. And it's got great scenery, and everybody's building these small homes. And I don't know how many people he's going to have there, maybe five or six, maybe more. But it's interesting to watch the process. Also, there's Amber Stork, Prepper Princess. She has a way of stretching money. And she does so. She's a self-made millionaire. Okay. So you really need to check out Prepper Princess. And I have those videos posted. If not on My World, I have them posted on Money and Change. So you got to check those out. Also, Southern Prepper One with David Kobler. And also, there are videos by The Max. I don't know what his first name is. I wish I knew. He doesn't give it out. He lives on a farm. But he talks a lot about the economy, the political stuff, what's going on, and stuff like that. Interesting guy. He usually has a video every day or every other day, and I like to listen to him. He makes a lot of good sense, okay? So you want to check out The Max. Wow. I was going to talk about something that was going on. And, oh, yeah, here it is. You know, I talked about the GMRS radios. What happens when your power goes down? Or what happens when your internet goes down? You don't have any internet. Your cell phone goes down. It doesn't work. Well, if you have a GMRS radio or a ham radio, yeah, that would work. Okay, you can communicate with people using those devices. GMRS, $35, 10 years, anybody in your family can use it. They have to behave themselves. There are certain rules you have to follow. No cussing, swearing, and all that kind of stuff. But it's a good deal. And in an emergency, you know, people in the block that have those radios can communicate back and forth. Whether it's security issues or, hey, I need help, or I need, I'm out of water. Do you have any water? Okay. A lot of things to take a look at. Well, I'm going to try to get Marfugel up here. And I've got to show him, if I can get him on. I keep sharing screens. Okay. And he had one today. It's almost, we almost bugged out. Now, who's Marfugel? Well, Adam over at Marfugel News is there with a friend of his, is known as Dex, D-E-X. And they have a nightly show that lasts for about an hour to an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And they present different news that's going on all over. Now, the picture that you see on the screen is Adam, better known as Marfugel. How he got that name beats the heck out of me, okay? But I listen to him on occasion, and I get updates all the time. And what gets me is that he has some interesting shows, and he talks about a lot of different things. And he talks about prepping, because he lives basically on the West Coast up in Washington. And what he does, I don't know, video production or whatever, but he gets all this information from different sources, and it's always been accurate. There hasn't been any, you know, Bravo Sierra, if you know what I mean, BS. He's a straight shooter, and the same thing with Dex when they're on, and they talk about a lot of different things. But the other night, he said, we almost bugged out today, and he talks about different comments and so forth, and he had a concern because he couldn't get out on his cell phone, and their internet went out, and his different TVs went out. Okay, so his AM radio was still working, AM and FM, but nothing else. So he went to his car. You see him broadcasting out of his car, and he's talking about, you know, basically what's going on. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you can pick this up or not, but let's see what he has to say. Just a little snippet of it here.
The comments by Mr. Gates, very, very concerning. We're going to talk about Russia. And then we're going to talk about how they are painting this picture for our grid and who is going to be the people that are basically going after it. So we'll talk about all that right now. I apologize for the cell phone. I still do not have internet at my home. So we'll talk about that here in a second. But I guess, first of all, let's address the title. We almost bugged out. Now, we didn't actually almost bug out, but we were one step away from actually doing it, and I'll explain that. So first of all, at about 1 o'clock in the morning, my 18-year-old was still up, and basically she came up and said, you know, hey, is the internet out? And I said, no, it shouldn't be. I thought, you know, did somebody miss paying the bill? The internet ended up going out, and it ended up freezing, and it froze exactly, I think it was at 1:20. On the TV in the living room, it was like the Ingram angle or something. I wasn't even watching it. It was just on, and it froze at 1:20. Well, not only that, then I ended up going to check on the bill, and my phone wasn't working. And then I said, well, what the heck is this? And my phone was in SOS. Then I ended up grabbing my wife's phone. My wife is actually on her family plan. She's been on the same family plan for like 20 years with her mom. And her family plan is through a completely different plan. You know, her mom, it's cheaper for them to keep it than to even change it because they've had it that long. She, you know, my wife has had it for 20 years since she was in high school. So that was on SOS, and that was an Apple, mine's an Android. Then I asked my daughter, I said, you know, what's yours on? Hers is through Boost, which is also T-Mobile, I believe. And hers was on SOS, no internet, no nothing. So now I'm thinking, okay, first of all, the bill doesn't come out for like another 14 days or something. The internet's out. It's frozen. I reset the router, did all of that. Then I'm realizing that all of these separate phones are out. And I'm like, what the hell? So first of all, get no text. Usually if I lose internet, if there's a storm or whatever, usually Xfinity will, you know, text me and say, hey, you're experiencing problems. We'll have it resolved by such and such time. I wasn't getting anything because my phone, anytime I tried to call, I thought, you know, I was like, heck, did all of the bills not come out? I even checked my phone and I'm like, did my phone bill not come out? Is all of this stuff getting turned off? But it wasn't even registered to a network. I tried calling 611, which, if you know most phones, it's customer service, to see if, you know, to call. It wouldn't even do that, which I know it, I've had my phone shut off before, especially since the last 3.5 years of this inflation. And it wouldn't even call customer service. Heck, it wouldn't make anything. So now I'm thinking all of this is out. And I'm like, why would the cell phones and the internet be out at the same time? Cable and the internet and Wi-Fi, I understand all that if Comcast is out. But why cell phone towers? You know, why would that be happening? I still have power. Now, if I lost power at that same time, we would have been out of that house. And to really explain this, and I'm waiting over this next hour, the first hour of it, thinking if power goes out, I'm literally telling my wife, I'm like, we're going to get out of here. Because at this point, we actually went out to our car to listen to the radio because there, our inside radio, the batteries were dead. We're trying to figure out like what the hell is going on. We cannot call out. We cannot call anybody to see like, hey, is your stuff out or is this, you know, out? Usually we have a separate device because we have so many different plans in our house. We have a hotspot that has a separate plan through Verizon. All of them were out. Because of this, we're like, what the hell? We literally cannot get any access to any outside information other than the car radio. Now, the car radio is playing normal music, so there's no like alert or anything. So we're like, okay, it must be just whatever. I also don't know. And I, again, somebody explained this to me about an hour and a half later, is that when the fiber optics, if something serious happened to the fiber optics, if something happened to say Comcast or some of the major fiber optics, that when you make a call, it goes to the cell phone towers, and then the cell phone towers actually communicate through these cables. So we're under this impression, and a lot of people actually think that when you make a call, it goes to space and comes back. I've heard a million people say this, that like, oh, you know, people are so, you know, they take everything for granted, you know, when we have cell phones that shoot up a message to space and then shoot it back down. First of all, it goes to the local tower, and then that tower, usually through cords or fiber optics, sends it somewhere else. What's craziest right now is that everything is on this digital thing. And this is really fitting for what the news is today. Of course, there was a story that they're essentially pushing this thing and mentioning in the Pacific Northwest where I live, there were these two gentlemen that actually went after a grid. And they said that they were trying to do an attack, and what their motivations were, they're saying, and let me read what they called it again. There's a special word for this. And let me see if I can find the word that they actually call this, right? Assertionism. Let me see if accelerationism. This article, I'll just read part of this because this is crazy. They say extreme people, the ists, right, keep trying to sabotage the electrical grid. What would happen if they succeed? They say that these extreme people and the plots that they're making are targeting power grids. And they say that political, so the people that they've already told you are the enemy, that you know, first of all, they've already associated one of the two candidates right now with a group of people that are totally off the chain crazy, right? And
well, now you get part of the gist here, what's going on. And I'll tell you what. Things could get a little bit hairy. Yeah, great. Bald guy says hairy. Anyhow, that's where those GMRS radios come in at. And you can get them, just don't get them at Walmart. I mean, those are bubble wrap radios, and they work only very short distances. A good GMRS radio, you can get it at Better Safe Radios, or, you know, buy two-way radios or stuff like that. And I've got mine from one source, and I'm not going to push it. It's out in California, and they do the programming and everything that's necessary, and I get the radios in about 3 weeks because they're not made in the United States. A lot of radios aren't made in the United States, but I get the better ones. Okay, most of the radios I have are any place between $80 and up to $250 with GMRS radios, and I'll tell you what, they come in handy, and they would come in handy out on the West Coast, okay, out in the Seattle area. There's an induction zone or whatever that you have for the Cascade range, I guess, and he's worried about that. So anyhow, some crazy stuff is going on with communication. There were solar flares and stuff that were supposed to hit today. I don't know if they did. We'll find out. But anyhow, that's why the GMRS radios come in handy, or the ham radios come in handy, and have a plan. And if things get really bad, you have to bug out, make sure you have a bag. And in that bag, you want to have plenty of batteries, flashlights, food, water, you know, maybe an extra set of clothes to change into, that type of thing. And it's a necessary thing, okay? I won't get into much more of it there. I was going through the YouTube things today, and also I was looking at Yahoo News. And I don't know if you watched the Harris and Trump debate last night. I don't really get into political stuff, but something didn't seem right. I watched a little bit of it, and I said, nah, I'm tired of arguing back and forth. I really am. And nothing ever gets done in those debates. And both sides either make their points or kind of skirt around the answer, okay? It's political BS. And so I really don't get into that. But I was looking around stuff today, and I found one. And let's see if I can bring this up. Oh, let's see here. I have a heck of a time with buttons sometimes. I don't know why. But here's one interesting story that came up. Boy suspended after reporting a student with bullet at Virginia Beach school. Now, you know, you always say if you see something, you say something, okay? And I guess the kid went ahead and said it, and he got suspended. How about the kid with a bullet, okay? An 11-year-old boy who alerted his principal at St. John's, the Apostle School in Virginia Beach, after another student brought a bullet to class, is in trouble at the school. His family said he's being punished for speaking up and doing the right thing, and they're upset because the reporting student received the same suspension. Something's not right there. You know, they say if you see something, say something, okay? It's crazy. It's crazy what's out there. Other things that came up, Trump was saying last night about some sanctuary city immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, and they were caught stealing ducks or geese out of a park pond and taking them off. And a guy filed a report, and there was a police report that was written by the Clark County Sheriff. And you got to listen to it on Twitter or X. And yeah, it was authentic. And later on, the police report was published on X. And so there's a problem there. And we're experiencing a lot of problems either in Boulder, Colorado, or Aurora, Colorado, or Chicago, or some other cities with a lot of undocumented, illegal people from different locations. So basically, that's where those GMRS radios come in, and also being aware of what's going on around you, okay? My recommendation, and it's only my recommendation, is keep your doors locked at night. Don't leave your cars out. If at all possible, put them in the garage and lock them. Don't leave them on the street. Locally, we've had somebody going around breaking into cars. And where I live, most of our cars are locked away in the garages, which is a good thing. Okay. It's just safety awareness. Okay. Be aware of your surroundings. But things just seem like they're going topsy-turvy anymore. Well, so much for that. Hey, did you guys ever listen to a show that was on Hee Haw? Well, I'll tell you what. Hee Haw was back in the 1970s, and I remember watching it. And I really had, it was fun, it was corny, you know, it's a bunch of people that down in Appalachia, and they used to have a lot of fun. And they poke fun at themselves and everything else. Well, you know, after watching part of the debate and everything, I thought, gee whiz, there's got to be music about what we listened to on the debate, okay? There's got to be music to that. And I thought, well, let's see if I can pull this up. So I found this one. So listen to this one.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
My wife was so unhappy, she started to pack.
But I figured I could get us back on the right track.
So I give her a weekly allowance, but you fellas know how that is.
So she spent it before I had a chance to borrow it back.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. I think that was me after watching that debate. At least part of it. I couldn't stand it. I mean, I hate debates because they always, you know, BS around the answers. But I saw that song and I thought, hey, Hee Haw, that'd be a good one. I remember watching that. It was always every Saturday night, and it was always funny, and I always had a good time watching that, you know, eating your favorite snack and your favorite beverage, you know, or we pop popcorn or potato chips or whatever, and we would watch that show, and it would, you would laugh through the whole thing. And it was a good, fun show, and you just don't find those anymore. And it was so funny to watch that group and the music that came out of it and so forth. Now, the second person from the left-hand side, the oldest guy there, was Grandpa Jones. And I bumped into Grandpa Jones one time when I was in Florida. I was walking the beach at Clearwater Beach and just having a good time. And guess what? I saw this guy coming at me, and he looked familiar. I looked at him, he looked at me, and I kind of smiled. And I said, how you doing, Grandpa? And he just looked at me and smiled back, and he just kept on walking down the beach. I knew who it was. And he knew who I knew who it was. But it was interesting to see people on the beach, different entertainers. And I got a chance to see a few while I was down in Clearwater Beach. For some reason, they like to hang out down there. And you get to meet a lot of different people. Well, anyhow, let's see here. What else is going on? Oh, another thing on Hee Haw, too. Let's see if I can get this going because this was a funny one. And again, here we go. Pressing buttons again. I got to figure a way to cut that back. Okay. Well, let's see if I can bring this one up. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Okay. Let's share this one. Here we go.
I crossed a praying mantis with a termite.
What'd you get?
A bug that says grace before it eats your house.
Order in the court. Now, what's the case against you this time?
Stealing 9 bottles of beer, Your Honor.
Case dismissed. I can't make a case out of 9 bottles.
Empty Arms Hotel.
I'd like a room and a bath for me and my wife.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. The only room we have available does not have a bath.
Well, that's all right with me, but how about you, sweetie?
Whatever you say, mister.
Lisa, I just got to go on a diet.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it if I were you, Lulu.
Are you kidding? I gotta put on a girdle just to get in bed.
Kitty, are you still working as a dishwasher down at Lulu's truck stop?
No, the cat came back.
Roy, I hear Willie's wife had triplets.
Yeah, I told him not to marry that telephone operator.
Why not?
She gave him the wrong number.
Well, Willie, congratulations on the birth of your new baby girl.
Yeah, well, gee, thanks, Buck. Yeah, but you know, I was hoping for a boy so he could help me with the housework.
Somebody told me you'd been lying about your age. You wouldn't do that, would you?
Oh, absolutely not. I'd never lie about my age. Now, if somebody asked how old I am, I'd simply say I'm as old as my wife. Then I lie about her age.
But you know it, Zero. Back in the old West, they never did hang a man with a wooden leg.
Is that so? Why?
That's right. Oh, I used a rope most of the time.
In television land this year, Junior sampled a super dealer with some deal that will put you in some wheels.
Oh, Mr. Samples, you're so wonderful in that uniform. I just love men in uniform.
It's true. Clothes do make the man. With this year Superman suit on, I have the power of 1,000 men. I can do anything. Think of a number between 1 and 3 and I'll give it. Yes. Is a number 2?
That's it! Oh, Super Gilly, you're so wonderful!
Of course I am. I tell you, it's this suit. I can't get arrested in this suit.
Just the same, I'd stay off the main streets after dark if I were you.
Give me that solid steel pipe. I'll bend it with my bare hands. The number to call is BR549. That's funny. I could bend it earlier. There must be some kryptonite on the lock somewhere or another. See where I beat it?
I sure hope this place has a back door.
Oh, good morning, sir. What can I do for you? Looks like it's going to be a nice day. Would you like some gas? Oh, soda pop? Sin Sin? Keys to the room in the back?
Look, young man, you're interrupting my train of thought.
Well, let me know when it gets to a station.
I haven't heard that joke since World War II. For you young peoples, World War II is the one on The Late Show with John Wayne.
I crossed a praying...
Oh, yeah. Well, anyhow, guys, it was a good show. It was a fun show to watch. And I'll tell you what, every Saturday night, it was a good one. It really was. And it was corny, a lot of corny jokes. Okay, but it was fun. It was fun. Wow. Let's see what else I've got. Oh, yeah. Roy. Let's see if I got Roy Mercer here. Oh, come on, Roy. Oh, Roy. Let's see.
We got it.
Radiology, Fawn.
Miss Price, listen, I was calling. I had a problem down there with my wife. Was in there here about 1.5 weeks ago, and I was wondering if you could help me out.
Okay, sir.
She come in there to have an x-ray done down in her lower gut there, and y'all run in some sort of radio-activated mess in that thing.
Oh, okay.
And listen, ever since then, and it's happened three times, she's gone in a dry goods store and a grocery store and a drug store, and you know them little things that you, as you go out the door, that beep off if you've been shoplifting or something in there?
Yeah.
It went off on her. First in the dry goods store, and then in the grocery store, and then last night, like I said, in the drug store down there.
You mean since having that bone scan done?
Yes, ma'am. She ain't had nothing happen before then, and it's happened three times since, and it's got to be that daggone radioactivated stuff that y'all run in that lower gut.
What is her name, sir?
Sharon Jean Mercer.
Okay.
And listen, the problem is, ma'am, and last night at the drugstore, the high school principal and one of the counselors were down there, and they seen it happen. And they took her back there in the back. There's a security guard down there, and then had her asking her all kind of questions and wanted to search her and all that mess. And listen, she does seamstress work down there for the graduation, does all the cap and gown sewing back up and such. And they said that they weren't even going to hire her this year because she's a daggum shoplifter down there.
Okay, what is her first name again?
Sharon Jean.
Sharon?
She's madder than a wet hen right
now.
And I
need to, there's no need to be angry.
Can we run her by there and y'all can flush that out or something?
Sir, what's your phone number?
We got to get this thing taken care of because she's embarrassed all to get out like you can imagine.
Sir, what is your phone number and your name?
You going to be there for a little while? Because I'm going to try to come down there by myself.
I need to know your name.
Because she's stronger than a dose of Filipino clap, I guarantee you, ma'am. My name is Roy D. Mercer.
Okay.
Wife name Sharon Jean Mercer. About a week and a half, 2 weeks ago down there.
Okay, and you're...
Because I'd hate for her to come down there and start whooping somebody's ass.
Okay, you're going to be here when? In about an hour?
Can I get a check about that time?
A check?
Yeah, or maybe you could just call the principal or the counselor to explain to her that y'all was the cause of her setting off them burglar alarms down there.
Well, we're not going... I will talk to you when you come in.
You don't want me to come down there with her. But she'd be on your ass like a pair of cactus britches.
Okay.
Could you maybe just call the principal and the counselor down there and explain that to him?
Actually, sir, we're going to discuss this with our hospital's radiation safety officer, and we'll have an answer for you when you come.
Maybe you could discuss it with the principal. That's Angel and Michelle. Do you know them?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever had your leg pulled?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And who are you, sir?
Phil and Brent, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, bull.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what?
Oh.
Angie and Michelle may be x-ray techs, but I think it's their ass that's in a sling right now.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. Some of the pranks that go on. Hey, I've got another one, and I think we've got time to do it, but this is something different. This is a celebrity roast. Let's see if I can bring that one up. Because this one's got Bob Hope and Dean Martin. And I'll tell you what, it can be funny. Let's see what we've got. Oh, magic wand. Let me get there. Where are we at now? Celebrity roast. Here we go.
Here, Dean, and I wanted to tell you that I'm happy that NBC renewed your liquor license for another year. Don't you love the way Dean reads cue cards? If he doesn't like the joke, he breathes on it and erases it. Now, it was nice of Flip to show you. Is that all of them? Well, I've never seen him before without high heels. Is that it, huh? Well, thank you, Flip. No, I really miss Flip's series, but he has to face the facts. He's good, but he's no Sonny Bono. And I do want to thank Governor Reagan for his kind words. Incidentally, the governor has no presidential aspirations. In fact, he just made a tour of 43 states just to tell him he's not running for anything. And Milton Berle's here. Milton's the first comic to ever be impeached. And Johnny Bench, the greatest catcher of all time. You ever see him behind the plate? He wears more padding than Phyllis Diller. Well, I like John. I really do. He doesn't care about baseball. He just stands in the hall out here watching the chicks and smiling. Of course, you'd smile, too, if you spent all your afternoons on grass. And I really enjoyed Phyllis Diller, the girl who inspired that great movie, Psycho. I can't get over how well she looks since she had that operation. It's a miracle. It was over a year ago, and the stitches on the right are still holding. And wasn't John Wayne wonderful? In his next sequel to True Grit, John is really giving us a thrill. He's wearing the patch over his mouth. And Sugar Ray is one of my great, great favorites. Everyone knows about the great job you're doing, Sugar, with your youth foundation, football, baseball, boxing, basketball. You taught those kids how to bet on all of them. And Ginger Rogers, the last time I worked with Ginger was on a Christmas trip to Alaska. She not only stole the show, but she replaced two electric blankets. And thank you, Billy Graham. Star of radio, television, and heaven. And I didn't expect to see General Jimmy Stewart here. As usual, Jimmy's a man of few words and even fewer laughs. Oh, Jimmy had me over to his house last week, and what a thrilling evening. He showed slides of his last trip to Fresno. And it's nice to see Zsa Zsa now that she's free again. Oh, I'm sorry, I should have said divorced. She's never been free.
Oh, yeah, the laugh-in, or the celebrity roast. That always had good ones at that time. I'll tell you, that was always a good time to watch that. And I forget what night of the week that was on. And it could have been still on Saturday night or Sunday night. And it was interesting. Well, hey, before we go, I have a good one here. Red Skelton. Remember we talked about Red Skelton last week? And we were talking about him, and he's just versatile. And he had Clem Cadiddlehopper and Snake Eye Red and a bunch of other characters that he came up with. Freddy the Freeloader, the Bum. And I was going to show some of those videos tonight, and I thought, well, now, wait a minute. He's really famous for one thing. And everybody ought to listen to what he says because he really says it so well. So let's see what he's going to say here. It's the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'll tell you what, it's interesting. And it holds so true. So listen to this as Red does it.
It was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell. He says, I have been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester. And it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may... May I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag. Our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. all divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
Well, he made a point, didn't he? And hopefully that leaves something etched in your mind. Red Skelton was a fantastic comedian, but also a very good person. And what he learned from Vincennes, Indiana, could be taught in a lot of schools today. Let's face it. Well, guys, that's all I really have for this week. And next week, we'll come up with some more goodies, because it'll be my world, and I'll let you know what's going on. And hopefully nobody will be getting ducks and geese out of Springfield, Ohio. And some people will behave themselves in cities where we have a lot of, shall we say, problems. But anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this week. And I hope you have a good week. And remember, on Sunday, Money and Change is going to be an encore edition, a rerun, because I've got a concert to play. And I can't be two places at once, and I can't really pre-record the show. I wish I could, but I can't. So anyhow, guys, stay tuned to our Money and Change Facebook page, because I'll have a lot of postings there. And also, you can check my world and see what I've posted there, too. So anyhow, have a good week, and we will talk to you next week on Wednesday. See ya.